This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you can change something with your hand, change it with your hand. That means if you have the legal permission to change it, the legal right to change it with your hand. Fathers in the homes, you have jobs. Most dads aren't doing the jobs. The screen time, the junk, the sins that are coming through kids' phones, tablets, they go to sleep with their phones. They don't know how to wake up in school. They look like sick. They don't sleep. Dads, you are responsible in the sight of Allah. You paid for the house. You paid for the home. You paid for the kid. Open the door. Take the phone away. You have legs. You have arms. That's what Allah's going to ask you. Oh, but my son. Okay, did you have legs? You have arms? What's the problem here? Why is there a cell phone problem in the home? Cell phoning at the kitchen table, no manners with his parents. Look, sometimes one time a dad said to me, look at what? All I see is a dad who doesn't know he has any ability. Why don't you get up with the hands and feet that bought this house and take the phone and smash it? Or just take it away. You have hands and feet. That's the meaning of changing with you. We have problems in our own home. Forget the ummah. In our own homes, if this screen is not monitored, there's no tawbah in the house. Most Muslim homes will not have alcohol, will not have zina, will not have shirk. They will pray, they will fast, they will pay zakah. But why don't we progress as an ummah? Because the screens sucking the iman out of the hearts and filling it with poison. I'm telling you, it's the biggest fitna. You cannot clean a beach without cleaning every grain of sand. Every one of us has to get polished. Every one of us got to get polished. And the problem inside the homes, I'm telling you, guaranteeing you, the number one issue is coming through the screens. And that's how our enemies are reaching our hearts. Yes, and there are enemies. There are innocent people out there doing stuff, and there are enemies that are trying to corrupt your hearts with filthy images. And with a culture of pop music that would just, never leads to good. But the dads, it's your responsibility. Every kid who goes astray at 17 and you bring him to the masjid, hey, Imam, help me. It's too late. This 17 way, and he's acting this way, that was planted at age 7 and you didn't do anything about it. You can't come, oh, there's a big oak tree, we got a problem. That oak tree didn't come from nowhere. That oak tree came 10 years ago. It was growing and you didn't do anything. So I'm waking you up if you're not awake to it. Wake up and to the power that you have in your own home. Oh, my kid's not going to like me. He doesn't have to like you. You have a job. What liking? Do I like you? What is that? Oh, he needs to like me. I need him to like me. At what cost? 3-year-old needs to like me. He wants to play with the steak knife. Oh, I don't want to upset him. He's going to cry if I take it away. Pick one. 3-year-old walking around with a steak knife, or he's going to cry for 2 minutes, but he's safe. He's going to cry for 2 minutes, but he's safe. You think kids don't have brains? They're not dumb. They know this is for their own benefit. I tell them, listen, you're not going to like this. I have to do it. I don't have to do it because of any other reason that Allah is going to make me do it. I'm going to be judged on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I'm not going to hell for anyone else. I'm not going to go to hell from someone else's sins. I have to stop. This is my job as a father. It is your job as a Muslim father to make sure these images do not enter your homes. That's your job. There comes a time at night, Maghrib, Isha, all these devices get put into your room. There's no such thing as sleeping with the device in the bed. Then the kids fail in school, his skin is pale, his teeth are falling out, his hair falls out. Okay, you think I'm kidding? These kids who don't get good sleep, they get bald at 15 now. I'm not joking. They don't get good sleep. Your body doesn't regenerate. How are you going to get married? I'll tell you the scariest, freakiest thing. It applies to girls too. Girls are going bald. I'm telling you, and I don't want to offend anyone. It's more sensitive, all right? A guy can go bald, whatever. He's going to live. A woman cannot go bald. It's a very painful experience for her, okay? But it's happening because of poor sleep. It's that simple. They don't sleep well. Their body is not regenerating. They're hitting the age 20 and 15, combing and crying. And then hitting like 30 and 40, and you start to see through the whole hairline. This is very sad. This is very sad, but it's avoidable. But you have to know the reason. What generations are raised now sleeping, scrolling until 2 and 3, but they gotta wake up until 6. How are you getting any health like this? Right? This is a big problem. All of these are related. The ummah did not go astray except individuals went astray. And nobody said anything. Nobody did anything about it. Jazakum Allah khair, and let's open it up, inshallah. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم.